So of course we have the Akedat Yitzhak in the Parasha. Just some insights on the story of the Akedah. והיא אחר הדברים האלה והאלוהים נשא את אברהם ויום אליו אברהם ויום אלינני אברהם says הנני I am ready that's what it means and here I am הנני means I am מוכן ומזומן I am prepared at a minute's notice to do whatever you tell me to do. And then he means, like God's calling him up from the reserves, and he's saying, Hineni, I'm ready. Whatever you're going to tell me, it's like, now send Nishma. Anyway, he tells him, Vayom ha-kahnat bin kachi ha-idecha should have to tishak. Take the one that your son, Yehidecha, your only son, Asher Ahavta, the one that you love. Berech lecha le'es Amoriah, take him to Mount Moriah, ve'aleh u'sham ne'olah. All right, which is a little tricky language, because ve'aleh u'sham ne'olah sounds like he's telling him to bring him as a korban. Even though that's not what God meant. And later on, God's going to tell Abraham, I didn't tell you to slaughter him. I told you how to put him on the Mizbeah. You put him on the Mizbeah, take him down. Although that's a little deceiving. I mean, it's deceiving enough that Abraham didn't understand that. Abraham didn't make that diyuk. When God told Ba'aleh Hashem, Abraham is so smart. Abraham didn't say, Ah, Aleh Le'olah, he means put him on the zone and take him down. Otherwise he would have done that. So actually Abraham Abinu didn't make that diyuk. And God makes him like so pesudim, Aleh, you put him on and then take him down. So that's a very little deception there. Can they take the Kedusha off? Or maybe that's by an animal, by human. Anyway, he says, that's going to be a problem because God's going to have to get out of this. God's going to say, oh, I never said to slaughter him. Well, I says, Aleh. Okay, but nobody's understood it like that. By the way, what does it say in the Pesukim outside of this? What does the pasuk say? Pen ta'ale olotecha. Other pasuk can also talk about sacrificing korbanot mechutz Yerushalayim. Pen ta'ale olotecha. Sham elecha. Pen ta'ale. Now what's that talking about? Putting it on the mizbeah and then taking it down? So we have other places in the Torah that aleu means aleu. That's one problem, obviously, the ha'aleu part, and then the getting out of it. I never said that. Okay. Meishkem Avraham Baboker. Avraham gets up early in the morning, okay. We learned yesterday, because when God told Avraham, kahna, na doesn't only mean please, na means immediately. Don't delay. So Meishkem Avraham Baboker. Why don't you go at night? You don't bring korbanot at night. Biyom sabotot. So he said, I'll go the earliest time as possible. Veshkem alav haboker. So he goes in the morning. He doesn't want to go at a time that's mechusar zman. He doesn't know how long it's going to take him to get out of Moriah. Oh no, the best thing to make a miracle like Avraham Yaakov Avinu. Get there 1 second. Now he's there. Now it's mechusar zman anyway. So he says, okay, I want to, the whole mitzvah will be done when it's the awi to be done. Baboker. So it's come up baboker. Ve'yahavosh et hamoro. Okay. This is a very big incidental. He saddled his donkey. So everybody, he did it himself. He didn't command somebody else to do it. From here we learn, that the love is blind. Hashem loves Abraham, God loves Abraham so much, or Abraham loves God so much, he goes out of the normal protocol. Normally a rich man doesn't saddle his donkey. Imagine you see the President of the United States at the Hess station filling up the limousine with gas. What are you doing? This is, never saw such a thing. Abraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, is saddling his donkey. Okay, but it's an incidental item, but the Torah makes a big deal out of it. Anyway, Ve'ikah Atzin and Avitur takes the two caddies with him. Ve'et Yitzhak Beno. Ve'ibaka Atzin Olai takes the wood. Ve'yakom Ayir Elik Alamakom. Ve'yom HaShadishi. On the third day, Ve'isah Avram Yitzhak Ve'et Alamakom Elahom. He sees God from far. Or he sees the place from far. Ve'et Alamakom Elahom. Makom is the place. So he tells the two guys, Shivu Lechem Poim Ahamor. Stay with the Hamor. Vani vana nedcha adko. Whatever that means. What do you mean vani vana nedcha adko? We'll go to ko. Well, obviously he's not telling him details where they're going. He doesn't want to tell them about Akedah. But vani vana nedcha adko. When you go to ko. Where's ko? Nilka ad wherever. Nilka ad ko. What?
Yonder.
No, that's a yonder. Yonder. Yonder over there. And then he said, Nishtahaveh. What's the name of Nishtahaveh? It's part of the thing. We're going to go over there to Kor. We're going to make Ishtahavaya. We're going to bow. And then we'll come back. Okay. What's with the bowing, Ishtahavaya? Vayikach Avraham taseh ha'ola. So Avraham takes the wood. Vayasem Yitzhak beno. He puts it on Yitzhak. Vayikach Avraham taseh. He takes the knife. They went together. Okay, well this Bayilakushim Yadav we understand. Tzachya doesn't know he's the Ola. Understand? Abraham knows what's gonna happen over here. So this point over here, even though Abraham knew, Abraham went willingly. He didn't go slow. That means Abraham kept the same pace as Yitzhak. Yitzhak has no reason to go slow. He doesn't know he's being a sacrifice. Why should he drag his feet? Abraham knows what's up. Abraham went with the same attitude as Yitzhak. Yitzhak is going willingly because he thinks he's bringing a korban with his father. He has no reason to delay. Understand what I'm saying here? It's praising Abraham that he was walking with the same timimut, the same belief like Yitzhak was walking. Of course, Yitzhak's walking with great things because there's nothing to happen to him. Understand? That's Yadav over here. So that's comparing Yitzhak. Comparing Abraham to Yitzhak. Understand? Abraham shouldn't walk with enthusiasm. He should say, Yitzhak was running and Abraham was, slow down. Don't rush, where are you rushing? No, I want to have the korban, I want to eat the barbecue. Slow down, don't rush. But you're enough. Okay, continue. ויום הנה האש והעצים היה עשה לעולם. So it doesn't mean, here's the ash, here's the fire, here's the wood. Where's the sacrifice? Now, what if you have to make such a whole thing? Just say, where's the sacrifice? Yeah, and if he didn't see ash in Etzim, he still asked. He knows they're going to make a sacrifice. He knows. I'm not being telling him we're going to make a sacrifice. So what's the difference? And if you didn't see Ashvayasim, so the Bilyalkin Izmir says on this, he says, no. He asks a question like this. Because what happened, there's a halakha that says, you're not allowed to use the korban for personal use. And if you use the korban for personal use, it's pasul. It's pasul. Meaning you can't use it to plow your field. You can't use it to carry your stuff. So all of a sudden the pasuk says, Yitzhak suspected maybe he's the ola. He doesn't know. He suspected. You understand? He suspected. He doesn't know for sure. All of a sudden the pasuk says, Vayasim vayikach Avram et ta'aseh ha'ola vayasim al Yitzhak beno. He put the wood on Yitzhak's shoulders. So Yitzhak said, hold it. If he's putting the wood on my shoulders, So I'm out. So he says to his father, Hineh esh v'ayetim. Hineh. If the ayetim on my shoulder, then where's the korban? Meaning, I was always thinking, maybe it's me, maybe yeah, maybe not. But now I know it's not. Understand or no? Because he tells them, Elohim yidu asin olah b'ni. You're olah b'ni. Olah b'ni doesn't have the same law as the olah zeh. What are you doing? You're making a keshim now between olah zeh and olah b'ni? Olah b'ni, you can carry. No din and psul in olah b'ni. Who taught you to make these hadushim and halakha? So now Yitzhak, it's confirmed that he's the olah now. Father just told him. Now you think Yitzhak is going to slow down. So the pasuk says again, in the beginning he had sefek.
Yeah.
Okay, but small sefek. Now he knows. Now there's no. Guy says, you're the guy. So now you think what? Yitzhak should stop.
Slow down.
Or he could have run away. And the pasuk goes out of its way to say, even after Yitzhak found out about it, he still went the same place. That means now Yitzhak, it's comparing Yitzhak to Abraham now.
Maybe he's on a higher level. He's going to be backwards. He's going to get
him anyway, they get to the place. He builds a mizbeah. He sets up the wood. V'yakod Yitzhak beno, he ties them up. V'yishlach Avram et Yitzhak ma'achel zot beno, takes the knife. V'yikra elam malak Hashem min ha'shamayim, Abraham. At the don't touch him. Then he tells them, "Velo asak that pincha et yichidecha mimeni." So I see you didn't sacrifice, or you weren't going to hold back even your yichidecha from me. All of a sudden, Vayisavram et Avraham in the ayil, he sees a ram in the bushes. So he takes the ram and he puts it instead of his son. God didn't tell him to do that, by the way. So it doesn't say that God said, ah. God didn't say to do that. Oh, you're perished. What's the ram doing in the bushes then? Hashem must have done, put it there, it's time to do it. There's no tzivui on this. Everybody thinks that that's part of the Akedah. You take the ram and put it instead. Vaya'alil li'olah tahad beno. Who told you, who told Abraham li'olah tahad beno? Where did he get this from? You understand my question? Did God tell him, okay, now take the ram instead of Yitzhak, because you didn't do it. You didn't do anything. So do this. God told him, listen, take Yitzhak. He put him on the Mizbeah. He told him, this was a fire. There's nothing to do. Take him off. Goodbye. Go home. You understand my question? Huh? Is there? I mean, you're ready. We're 90% there already. You might do it with you. What's commanded to do this? I'm just saying, you're 90% there already. With you. The barbecue's on, the meat's there, everything's there. You might as well put on what's different. You might as well do it. 100%. 100%. 100%. No, hello. But what does it mean over here? Vaya'aleu le'ola ta'ab beno. Oh, they're giving you Abraham. Oh, slow down. That you want to do a Qurban, good luck, you're right. Bring a Qurban, everything's there. But who's telling you this is Ta'ab Beno? Now you're making up new laws. Ta'ab Beno, God said this is Ta'ab Beno. You want to bring a Qurban? Bring a Qurban. By the way, I have a bad idea. Bring a Qurban Shilamin, might as well have lunch. Yeah. No, Qurban Allah. No, Ta'ab Beno. And it's hard for supposed to be an Allah. Questions that you never thought of, yeah? No, David, what's the answer? We're not the Kabbalah. We're not flaunt your knowledge of the, your ignorance of the Kabbalah. Let's say I gave that to you. But how does Abraham not ta'ab beno? Who told you this is instead of Yitzhak? Who asked you to do something instead of Yitzhak? Okay, anyway, that's the story over there. Anyway, God blesses Abraham after that, that you're incredible. Huh? What's the answer? Not every question has an answer. Not every question has an answer. It didn't bother you for 60 years already. You go another 60 years without an answer. What's the difference? 60 years it never bothered you, this question. All of a sudden, now when you see it, what's the answer? Anyway, the pasuk then concludes. Vayashub Avram. Now, what happens? Akedah's over. Avram passed the greatest test in the history of mankind. Vayashub Avram in the Arab. Now Abraham goes back to his boys, to Ishmael and Eliezer. Vayakumu vayelechu yahdav. Again it says, vayelechu yahdav. What's the yahdav over here? The first yahdav we said was what? That Abraham was going just as fast as Yitzhak, even though Yitzhak didn't know yet. But Abraham avinu yahdav. The second yahdav was once Yitzhak found out, he was going just as fast as Abraham. What's this Yahdav? The explanation is that Abraham just finished the greatest thing in the world. Did Yitzhak, did Ishmael and Eliezer know where they're coming from? They have no idea. So when they're walking home, Ishmael and Eliezer, do they have any ego in their brain? No ego. Nothing happened. Vayilchu Yahdav. In that case, Abraham and Yitzhak were like Ishmael and the Ezer. That what? Even though they knew what they just did, they were like Ishmael and the Ezer. Explain it to Tom. Tom didn't get it. The first Yahdad is comparing Abraham to Yitzhak. The second Yahdad is comparing Yitzhak to Abraham. The third Yadav is comparing Abraham and Yitzchak to Yishmael and Eliezer. Which means after such a thing, you think Abraham Abinu would be high. They were like them, like nothing happened. Just like they walked home like nothing happened, Abraham Abinu, Yadav. Big old history, nothing. What a lesson, not to let your successes get to your head. Not to keep your head low, exactly. Stay humble, stay humble. No, God, look, that's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to stay humble. That's why we get married. No, that's what I'm saying. You get married, you stay humble. So that's the subject over here, and the knock it out over. Now let's go back. Now that we made some of these points, let's see if we can answer some of these questions over here. The test over here of Abraham Abin, what's the test of Abraham? What's the test over here of Yitzhak? Is the test to listen to God? No, I don't think the test is to listen to God. That's what we always learn. He's going to sacrifice himself. And you have to be willing to sacrifice. These people listen to God. These people have no... The imunah in God is very, very strong. Again, what did he tell God? Whatever he told me, I'm going to do. I don't think there's any... Nisayon and Abraham to execute. He's going to execute. God tells him to do whatever he's going to tell him to do. Why? Because the tzaddikim know, well, I'm going to outsmart God. Okay, I'm going to try. God tells me, I want you to spend $10,000 on this mitzvah. A guy with a tzaddik, who has imunah, says, listen, God can take that $10,000 away from me in a second. So therefore, I think I'm going to save the 10,000 by not doing the mitzvah. If God wants to take it away from me in a second, he can take it away from me. So the tzaddikim always know, once God's telling you to do it, you might as well do it because he can take it away anyway from you. There's no... I cannot hold back the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? The imunah, the tzaddik, what is it? I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to do it. God can take away your talk in a minute. It's like he gave it to you in a minute. Take it away in a minute. So you're not going to listen. As if what? But you not listening, you're going to keep your talk alive?
Today,
100%. But by now, we have to assume that Abraham Abinu had Emunah. We didn't learn now in Parashat Vayera that Abraham Abinu had Emunah. This is the same Abraham, keep in mind, that when they threw him into a fire, no problem, he's on fire. So Abraham Abinu proved already he's religious. I don't need Akedah to prove that he listens to God. But what I expect of God, take your son, put him on the Mizbaya. Adkan. You're willing to... Abraham, listen. Put it this way. When you were going to jump in the fire, what's going to be with Am Yisrael? What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? You're willing to give up all that anyway to God. So therefore, standing over here, whatever. So you did this already. So already, you did Akedat Abraham. Akedat Yitzhak, it's the same thing. So that's a different guy. If you already did Akedat Abraham, so Akedat Yitzhak, this one, that one. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? That's not the test that he listened. He listened. Of course he listened. Maybe after that, what you expect Masud to say, and Abraham Abinu was, he was sweating. He didn't know if he should do it or not. Dumbshah. What was the Hinani? Finish, Hinani. That wasn't the question. The one that can jump in the fire, he can throw his son into the fire also, if God tells him. The Nisyonot Obi Abraham Avinu. But by the way, why is that so? It says in Zohar Kadosh that why did God create the whole world first and then man on the sixth day? It says because God created the whole world and then he came to the world and he said to the world, Na'afe Adam. You know the person, let us make man. Who is he talking to? Let us So some say the angels, and some say God went to all the creatures in the world. I want to create man now. I'm asking for donations. Everybody has to donate a quality and give it to man. Now say Adam, and if a man possesses the quality of all of the creation. That's why human is being is called Olam Katan. With Olam Katan. That he has the nature of every single creature. They gave them their koah. That's why in the morning we say, be bold like a leopard. Only one problem. I'm talking about a leopard. By the way, I'm not a leopard. Kalkanesis! Be swift like an eagle. Hashem, I love it. I'll be swift. Only one problem, not an eagle. So what are you telling me? What are you telling me? Sam, it's a poem. It's a poem. You would have meant to know it's a poet. Swift like an eagle, with like a thing, with Muhammad Ali over here. What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? Float like a bird and an eagle. This is Sam, poetic stuff over here. Explanation is, no, you would have been understood that when God created the leopard, Borei Olam told the leopard, Na'ase Adam! You have to give some of your kalah to Adam. And when God created the Nesed, he told the Nesed, Na'ase Adam! You have to give a Nidava. And when God created the Ari, Gibor Ka'ari, give him your Gibura. And therefore a human being has in him those little energies. Yes, we can tell you to be like a leopard because you have the koah of a leopard. It's in you. Because that's Na'ase Adam. Person doesn't know his own strength. That's the problem. Person walks around saying, nothing. You're a composite of the whole creation. The whole creation is inside of you. And therefore you can do anything. What does the Pasuk say? Yada shor et konehu. Bahamor Evut Be'alav. Yisrael lo yada, Ami lo hitbonam. It says, look at the people, look at the people. The Hamor knows, has loyalty to the one that feeds him. The Hamor is loyal to the one that feeds him. The Hamor Evut Be'alav. The Hamor knows the trough where he gets his water from. And Ami lo hitbonam. My people don't know where they get their sustenance from. Borei Olam claim even a Hamor is better than you. And the question is, of course, because the Hamor was born with an automatic setting. I was born a human being. I'm not a Hamor. So how can you compare me to a Hamor? No, I'm not a Hamor. He tell me like this. Hey, that human trusts God and you don't trust God. Oh, you compare me apples and apples. But don't say, oh, the Hamor knows. Maybe Hamori were born automatically with a brain set. They know their master. Humans were not born with that mindset. So how could you tell me, if the Hamor knows? I'm not that I'm not Hamor. You understand the question?
Yeah.
Explanation is, you have the Hamor. The Hamor gave you that. When God created man, he told the Hamor, what are you going to donate? What are you going to donate? Brain, you can't donate. You don't have a brain. What are you going to donate? Listen, you have loyalty. So loyalty, give that to Adam Rishon. So the loyalty is the Hamor inside. So then, you think Abraham Abinu had a question whether he was going to do it or not? Of course he's going to do it. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'yahavosh et Hamoro. The Hamor that's inside of him. Hamoro. That Hamor that's inside of him that has the koach to listen. That's for Yahavosh et Hamoro. The inner Hamor of Abraham that has loyalty to God built in. He just harnessed it. He found that Nikuda. Where's the Hamor inside of me? Nah, he doesn't need boldness now. He doesn't need Kalkaneshit. He needs loyalty of the Hamor. You see, he zoned in on it. Boom. There's the Hamor. Boom. He got it. There's the Hamor. So therefore, that's not a Nisayon. What's the Nisayon? It's twofold. Abraham Avinu, he figured out the whole Torah before it was given. As we know. So much so that he figured out the whole Torah before it was given, that everybody in this Mishpilasa asked, how come he didn't do Brit Milah before if he knew about it? Which we talked about on two Monday nights ago. But what did that assume? He knew the whole Torah. It's Kiyem Avramino Afilu Eruf Tavshirim. Ekev, Ekev Asher Shema. Ekev is Eruf Tehomin or Eruf Tavshirim. Eruf Tehomin. Because Ekev is not for. But the point is, by the way, Avramino figured out Korbanot. They were bringing Korbanot. The Rambam struggles to understand what's the reason why we bring Korbanot. In the Moreh Nevuchim, he's baffled. Why would God say to bring Korbanot? Like something so illogical. But Avraham Avinu figured it out by himself. The Tzadikim understood, saw that Korbanot. Avraham was bringing Korbanot at the time. Avraham was bringing Korbanot. Noah brought a Korban, and they figured this out. Maybe he had a Chokhmah, tremendous Chokhmah. That means Avraham Avinu knew the whole Sefer Vayikra before it was given. You understand what I'm telling you? That came from his own. And he knew it. Avraham Avinu said, I have a tremendous gift that my brain is in sync with the Torah thinking, and I'm able to come up with all these things before it's given. And what did he do? He preached it to others, obviously. And that's why Avraham Avinu was an amazing man. He was teaching a book before the book was written. They couldn't believe it. Where are you getting this stuff from? But he knew it intuitively. And you know what he also knew? He also knew that God hates you don't bring human sacrifice. He knew that. That's part of the things that he knew. That part of Hilchot Korbanot is you don't put a human on a Mizbeah. That's part of his knowledge. Because guess what? If he would have thought that you put a human on the Mizbeah, he would have done it already. He would have put him on the Mizbeah already. If he thought that was a mitzvah, he would have taken Yishmael the day he was born and sacrificed him. He should have, maybe he should have. I'm just giving you an example. If he thought this was a mitzvah, he wouldn't have waited. He didn't wait. Did he wait for anything else? You know, what's the explanation? So all of a sudden God tells them, at least the way Abraham understood it, bring him as a korban. You know what Abraham starts to say? What does Avraham start to say? What do you mean? Bring him as a korban. That means I'm not thinking straight. So obviously I don't know what I'm thinking here. Because if I didn't come up with this here. My computer came up with this asur. And now maybe my whole tradition is off. Maybe there's a screw missing in my logic now, because if I thought that this was an avon and it's really a mitzvah, now what am I going to do? All the students that I'm teaching all this stuff, who knows if I was wrong on all that also? So this is challenging. Not do it. I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. God tells me this is a mitzvah. Of course I'm going to do it. So now Avraham Avinu says, what did I do now till now? What did I do till now? Maybe I was preaching b'diyuk. Maybe I was preaching sheker. Yeah, but maybe I'm teaching shekir. Who knows what I was saying? I thought that kosher meat is an item. Maybe God's going to tell me I was wrong. You have to eat pigs. I mean, the same way I made a mistake on human sacrifice, maybe I made a mistake on pig also. I've been checking my suit for shahnez all these years. Who knows what? Maybe God's going to tell me no. You got to wear shah. What do I know? You understand? Once already he was wrong on one deen. His whole old deen now have an inquiry. Elliot. Now all the midrot are flashing. Why? Because now we don't know what's going to be. So now the question is, so that's Avraham Avinu. He thought that Chas v'Shalom, that his whole derech now was sheker. That's the problem. And that's a big blow to tzaddikim, that they work their whole life. And all of a sudden, at a certain point, they come to a moment, and they say to myself, we were on the wrong path the whole time. Our conclusions were wrong. And they were so certain of it, because they were teaching it to others, and they believed it, they were telling it to others. And all of a sudden, at the end, our God tells them, you were wrong on Korbanot. Wrong Kavod. Now all the successors of the Talmud Zohar are back in play now. Now I'm going to bring them back into the thing. And what does the Pasuk say? Avraham Avinu was worried that maybe his whole derech was sheker. And this posed a great challenge. And not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he told me that Yitzhak is going to be the one. I thought I understood what he meant when he said Yitzhak is going to be the one. Now he's telling me bring him on the Mizbeah. So forget about me being shaken. My God is involved now, Hasan Shalom, in a deception. One thing, I'm shaken, I'm a human being. I miscalculated. But now Rabbi Avinu's question could be is, the Borei Olam is now, one day tells me this, one day tells me that. And therefore the challenge of Avraham Avinu was to remove all that, those ideas from his brain. What did the pasuk say regarding sheker? Midbar sheker, tefhakit. The only mitzvah in the Torah that it says, distance yourself. It doesn't say mehalu shabbat tefhak, mebatar tefhak tefhak, midbar sheker tefhak. And all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu, for a second, it enters his brain. Hey, you tell me one day this, one day that. These two things cannot be reconciled. So the pasuk says, "Vayar et ha-makom merachok." Makom is a kadosh baruch hu. He saw the makom regarding the merachok, the devar sheket terhak. He said to HaKadosh, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Vayar et ha-makom, he saw God in the concept of this Midbar Sheket Rahak. What happened to Midbar Sheket Rahak? Menachok, what happened to Rahok? And this is coming over. And this is a whole, and this could slow you down. This already can slow your brain down. It could slow your moves down. But Avraham Avinu was unbelievable. Avraham Avinu has total bitul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It looks like he's lying. It looks like he's deceiving. It looks like he's changing his mind. It's like he gave me a law and now he's changing the law on me. That's what it looks like. I do the law, then the law changes. In the Beit HaMikdash, one of the services of the Beit HaMikdash was, we used to come to the Beit HaMikdash, was Ishtahavaya, like we do on Kippur. What's Ishtahavaya? Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. What does that mean? Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim? Total bitul. Total subjugation to. When a guy is on the floor like this, he's vulnerable. No, that's it. There's no. He's not in a position to defend himself. He's not in a position to. He's on the floor like this. Anybody wants to come and step on his head? When the person makes Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, what is he saying? I am totally effaced, I'm totally nullified to the Bore. I am zero. I have no da'at, no chokmah, no wisdom, no zero. When a guy goes like that on the floor, basically saying, that's a high level to me. To. Not, you say, well, I do a kibbutz. It's not a yoga, we just make the move. But just make the move, and that means you're tzaddik, you're pishut yadayim, so therefore you have ishtahavayot. It starts in the brain, of course. And then if you have it in your brain, by the way, I'll prove it to you that it's not just in the action. What do we say in the prayers on the holidays? There's a lot of things there. I understand. Because it's not Beit HaMikdash. The nation is today, the galut so much, we don't have that level of total bitul, gabre. It's a high level to reach that. Avraham Avinu, at that point over there, where he was questioning his whole mahalach in life now, but how could God do this to me? He puts me on a derech, I'm bringing the people back to the shul my whole life, and now he put a wrench in the whole shi'ud. Now that, he put a wrench in his own words. What's going to be with the Dvar Sheket Terhak? Oh, So Vayomer Avram in the Na'ara, so he tells his people, Shevu lachem po im ha'chamor, stay with the Hamorim, v'ani v'ana nelcha ad ko. Where's ko? Avram Abinu says, at a certain point, we have to just do this and not think too much. Although God told me, ko yiyeh zara'echa, God showed me the stars and said, ko yiyeh zara'echa. Avraham Avinu says, we can't go there. V'ani v'ana nilcha ad ko. We can't stop. We cannot, because once you stop with this, ko yiyeh zara'echa, we'll become chas v'shalom. We got to go up to ko. We can't let that. And then what does he say? V'nishtahaveh. That's the key. Nilcha ad ko v'nishtahaveh. Prostrate ourselves on the ground, and we're going to say whatever God knows he's doing, and we're not going to let the. Like that, he was battling in the brain. The battle wasn't in the knife. The battle wasn't in all that. The battle was in the philosophy of Abraham. We can't go there. Just don't stop there. Leave all those questions. Don't let it. Because by the way, even if he's going to do the akedah, with those questions, so you do it with a little lackluster. You don't do it 100%. You're doing it, you know, exactly. You're doing it kaka. I'm doing it, but I don't know. I'll ask the. Let me see. The thoughts came in, and right away. No, impossible. Impossible. And then those we do. Mishavet. Good. So now what happens? Akedah finished. Yitzhak Abinu gets off the Mizbaya. Okay? Abraham Abinu says, oh, there's a ram over there. Let's bring him instead of Yitzhak. Who told him to bring a ram to Yitzhak? Who told him to bring a ram to Yitzhak? No one told him to do that. That's his own idol. Ta'ab beno. Explanation is like this. At that point, after Akedah is over, everybody says, we call Akedah Yitzhak, even though there's no Akedah Yitzhak. It never happened, Akedah Yitzhak. God tells Yitzhak, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? You're a Korban. You're not a Korban. It's last minute. We come along. Akedat, Yitzhak, Hayom, to score. So what? You remember something that happened. Understand? Look at the ashes. What ashes? No Amati ashes. Maybe nothing. So this is a rule that was created at the Akedah. God said, you didn't know this, Abraham. This is the hadith that you're not going to learn today. You thought till now that the only way to serve me is the Ma'aseh. But now I'm going to tell you a new rule in Judaism. Hashav la'asot mitzvah. You thought to do a mitzvah? And for whatever reason, you couldn't do it. God stopped you, the angel stopped you. What's the difference? You were going full force. Ki'inu ata'ah. You did it. So I wasn't lying to you. When I said, ba'aleu le'ola, I didn't say this. Look at me. Bring him as a korban. Did you bring him? You brought him. It counts as you brought him. You brought him. I didn't bring him. As a douche, because you didn't know this. A douche of Mahshava counts. Oh. So at that point over there, I was having this holy cow. Mahshava counts. Slow down. That means God counts good actions, good Mahshavot, as if they're done. That means bad Mahshavot must register a little. Must register. Once the register is machshavot, register. Now, what's the korban you bring for a bad machshava? Korban ola. Ola is mechaper al machshavot. That's the law. Korban ola is mechaper al machshavot. So, therefore, once he saw from the akedah that machshavot matter, so the pasuk says, "Vayisa Avram vayar bine ayil." Which is, once already he saw that his son is considered to be sacrificed, so now he said, hey, what about all my machshavot? I thought machshavot, I don't need any tikkun for machshavot. Now he brought the ola, that was the atone for his machshavot that maybe he had during the, maybe the machshavot that he had during the akedah, maybe that moment when the daycare, he said, I thought I did, let it come in anyone else. I flushed it out. Machshava means something. It's not so pursued. Therefore, although it was a fleeting machshava, and although God didn't tell to do it, Avram knew, I'm doing it on my own. God doesn't tell me to make kapara. So therefore, that's the korban. Oh, so now, according to this, what is even over here? You see over here that what? Ultimately, you have to serve the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can't, as smart as you are, you can't think that you know more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to have total subjugation. You can't be smarter than God. You know, Abraham could have been smarter and said, this and that, and Yitzhak and that. You gotta do what you have to do, and Borei Olam will handle it. Hashem has the best interest. Where do you see the people messed up on this? Many years later, the Jewish people come to out of Egypt, and all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't show back, doesn't come back. They panic. They say, we need to build an Egel. Now, Ramban says clearly, the Egel was not Avodah Zarah. It was to replace Moshe. They needed like a symbol. Only problem is, by the way, even look at the language of the Pasuk. It says, Ki ze ha'ish asher e'ilunu me'eretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu mehayalo. They were coming to replace Moshe, not God. They didn't say, hey, Ebu Hashem. Ki ze ha'ish Moshe lo yadanu mehayalo. So we need a figurine. Only one problem. Torah says clearly, you're not allowed to make figurines for that. You can't do it. But they said, listen, if we don't do this, then there's no connection. They built like an antenna. It was like a dish. A satellite in order to connect to God. Their intentions were well. But guess what? Borei Olam says something. Don't be so smart. Abraham Aminu could also make Hezbollah. Oh, if I bring the Akedah, they go to Chai Yisrael, and then everything would have been... Follow the law. Follow the law and let the law land where it lands and let God run the world. Don't be so smart. God doesn't need help. If God tells you not to build a thing, don't come along and say, I have a Kavanot. As soon as. One rabbi said, before you do something, you always have to ask yourself, not how much good is going to come out, how much bad is going to come out. That's the question you have to ask. How much bad is going to come out? Not how much good. Everybody, good, how much good? I know the good. Tell me how much bad is going to come out. Well, the bad over here is, it's asur. It is asur. Look at good. Religion, God, connection, this, that. Leave it. Asur. That's the greatest of Abraham. That's what Shimshon Masrupoli says. It says when Avraham Avinu saw this ram was stuck in the bushes. Who cares? Stuck in the bushes, nothing. Who cares? The pasuk says, "Vinei lahar ne'ahaz b'sebak b'karnav." It was stuck with its bushes. It was ram, the horns in the bushes. Sort of high as the Shimshon Masrupoli says that this is the sword of the Chet HaEgel. He says because the people should have learned from Avraham Avinu. Should have learned, you don't ask questions, you don't outsmart God. Ishtahaveh, put your head down. Moshe is not here. You don't know why God did that to you. I said, okay, relax. It's a big question. How are you going to continue? How are you going to function? Everything's very good. But you're not going to break the law now because you're going to... So they didn't learn that lesson. But the sword of the Chet HaEgel is here already. They didn't learn the story of the Akedah Yitzhak. Why? So he says, if you take the word Basebach is in the bushes. Sebach. He says, what's the letter after the Samech? In Ayin. After the Samech is what? After Samech is a Bet. In the alphabet. After Samech is a Ayin. After Bet is what? A Gima. And after Chaf is a Lamed. Ahar. Mehad B'Sebach. After the letters of Sebach. After. Ahar. Mehad B'Sebach. After the letters that are holding on to Sebach. That already is spelling the Ayin. And therefore, as Shem Shomer Sofri says, this is the yesod of all the areas of life. People get into trouble when they lose that ability to subjugate themselves to the will of the master. And don't say you can't. God gave you the loyalty of a chamor, and he gave you the boldness of a shor, of an ox, of a leopard, and the swiftness of an eagle. All that's inside of you. So therefore, to come along and say that you don't have it, it's not your ability, it's not so. Na'aseh Adam. And Avraham Avinu is the perfect model of it. With all the she'elot that, it was the biggest threat. Forget about losing his son. His whole derech, and my son's going to go to Vietnam after this. He thought that God is not missing. Just like you messed up on Korbanot, you messed up on Tariyak, goodbye, you're over. But he didn't hesitate. He didn't let that put him down. He didn't get depressed from it. He just said, all these questions, I cannot let this fluster me. I have a job to do now. I she'elot. Leave the she'elot. Am Yisrael would have the same challenge. And that's the challenge of everybody. Ne'ehaz, ahar ne'ehaz b'sebach. Everybody is ne'ehaz b'sebach in their own questioning of God and why they think that they could run their life better than the way God tells them to run their life. And they think that they know a little better if they do it their way. And God says, don't do it your way. What else is, I know my way is the way, as difficult as it is to process it. And that's why after that, Borei Olam tells them, you have the Berachot, Ki Barecha Barechecha, Barbar Be'ez Zarachat, Chves Shamayim. Now, as a result that you did this, all the cause came, everything that comes to as a result. But you got through all this, you passed this stumbling block. You know, so we should be Zocher, to have the same loyalty, b'zat Hashem Avraham Avinu, to be zochet to overcome the own agalim, their own, you know, challenges where we think we know how to outsmart the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not outsmart. The key is l'shtachavot, to bow in front of Borei Olam without any question. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.